I'm disheartened to hear that, but I understand why they would say it. And that is exactly why I wrote this letter and encouraged my colleagues to sign on. 50 Democratic members of Congress signed on with me to ask this administration to do more. We want them to raise the awareness of this war, get Secretary Blinken out in front. We want to rally our international partners to also take this more seriously and pledge more dollars to help with the support around humanitarian aid delivery. Because if we are not taking the lead on this, then it will signal to the rest of the world that this is not important. And of course it is. And we must find different mechanisms of getting humanitarian aid to the Sudanese. Using the same traditional methods is obviously proving to be ineffective, and Sudan cannot stand to wait much longer for help.
You're calling for an urgent humanitarian intervention. Why?
Because people are dying. In the next 4 months, it is estimated that 2.5 million people will die. Famine has erupted. Deaths are happening every day. And the warring parties are working together, in my opinion, to prevent the delivery of humanitarian aid. It is unconscionable and it is inhumane.
And talk to me about the international attention. Are you getting that?
No.
Why?
You're not getting. You know, I have my own suspicions that people just don't care or don't respect the continent of Africa. I think that is wildly ignorant. I wonder how many people even know where Sudan is.
You're talking about the American people.
I'm talking about American people. And if we are signaling that it is not a priority to us, then it then sort of signals to the rest of the world not to take it seriously. And we know with forces like China and Russia working to compete against us and to dismantle democracies, we know that there are other agents and actors playing in this war as well. That is why it is incumbent upon us to take the lead and call for more aid and call for more discussions. And actually, I'm hoping that the vote that happens today in the UN will be successful in terms of extending this embargo, extending sanctions, and putting some teeth to those sanctions.
Talk to me about America's foreign policy and its resources. Where does it go? I mean, I know that the war in Ukraine and Gaza is, you know, shifting attention. But talk to me about the resources.
Well, I really applaud the Biden administration for saying no to isolationism. We know that the prior administration did not care about Africa at all. And I think we suffered and the world suffered as a result. So thankfully, we have an administration that is trying to engage. They finally got a special envoy to the Sudan, you know, a year too late. But he needs to be supported with more resources and more staff. It is very important that Secretary Blinken show his face more on the continent and remind folks that this administration cares. I am certainly hoping that we can have a reauthorization of AGOA. But we also must continue to talk about the conflicts that are happening and the impact that they have on their regions and their neighbors.
The UN made an appeal for humanitarian assistance. They were projecting $2.7 billion, and only 37% of that was received. What should be done to get pledges from donor countries, U.S. allies, and the international community, if you like?
It is important to give more, but it's more important that the money that you are pledging actually gets to where it's intended to go. It's one thing to make a pledge, but if those resources are thwarted because you have bad actors keeping humanitarian aid from the people and the civilians that need it the most, then it doesn't matter. You can have as much money as you want in your bank account, but if you actually can't get access to it, it doesn't do anyone any good.
And let's talk about the instrument of diplomacy, sanctions. Mm. The U.S. government slapped sanctions on both sides in Sudan. That's the Rapid Support Forces and some leaders of the Sudan Armed Forces. And it appears like these sanctions are not biting hard because the two belligerent forces have decided not to sign any ceasefire. Are there other instruments of diplomacy in the toolbox that is yet to be used to bring pressure on these two groups?
Well, it is certainly unfortunate that neither party wants to show up to the negotiating table. It's very hard to come to a resolution when you don't even sit at the table. The other thing that is unfortunate is even if you have sanctions, you know, if you're still able to buy guns and get the weapons into the country, then obviously you need different kinds of teeth and authority. I think we should be looking at the folks who are supplying the arms to the forces, because that is as important as sanctioning both SAF and RSF. And then, as I said, how can you use diplomatic measures to actually divert funds, you know, through other mechanisms, through other agencies, through other platforms, so that civilians and the people in need actually get what they want? But yes, if you don't stop the flow of arms, what are you really doing?
And when Tom Perriello testified to the Foreign Relations Committee here, mm-hmm. I remember what he said. He said, if those who are aiding the war in Sudan are not held accountable, we're doing a zero work. How do you respond to that?
I wholeheartedly agree. And I also think it is very important that the United States ask these actors to compartmentalize their interests. We have an obligation to focus on what is happening in the Sudan. But I want to say I'm grateful that he was actually able to show up. You know, we have not had a full committee hearing in the Foreign Affairs Committee on Africa since the beginning of this term. And we also have a Congress that refused to allow the president of Kenya to speak before Congress. So I don't know about you, but that is the most undiplomatic thing I have seen in a very long time. The fact that we have not had a full hearing on the continent shows me that this Congress, this majority, is not serious about the issue, and that's incredibly unfortunate.
And the last time we heard about famine was 2017. Mm-hmm. And just a month ago, non-governmental organization, international aid agencies are saying Darfur is at the verge of famine. Oh, there's famine already there. And it appears like those who are supposed to help are holding committee meetings while the house is burning. If you are given an opportunity to speak directly to the people who are making decisions on where aid money should go, what would you tell them?
I would say the world is watching and the world is waiting. And every moment that you do not sit at the table and find a way using any quiver that you have in your toolbox, every day you wait is a day that someone dies in the Sudan. And this is not something that I am willing to keep on my heart. And this is not something that the United States should let happen. So get off your tuchus and find a way to bring about a ceasefire and to make sure that humanitarian aid is able to get to the Sudan.